Todd with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Thanksgiving week, Monday the 25th of November, 2024, in the year of our Lord. And in the very near future, I suspect when the forces of the other kingdom take power, they're going to want to reset the clock and begin, I guess we see it's after death, AD, and how would they phrase the beginning of a brand new satanic century? After elimination of the thought of God, and all the Christian people, the Jewish people. I just thought about that, and I thought, well, crazy. Out of Gateway Pundit, President Trump, his ally, health ally, Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, on Friday, quote, "Floridians should be aware of safety concerns related to systemic fluoride exposure, including adverse effects in children, reducing IQ, cognitive impairment, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Increased neurobehavioral problems in children whose mothers ingested fluoride during pregnancy, accumulation of the fluoride in the pineal gland causing sleep cycle disturbance. Due to neuropsychiatric risk associated with the fluoride exposure, particularly in pregnant women and children, the state Surgeon General recommends against community water fluoridation. At least one thing is coming out for all the deniers in the government. Due to Donald Trump's winning the election, more evidence of what has been happening in this country in the water departments, in our water systems, it's in the news, it's out in the open, it's not hidden any longer. Fluoride, toxin. And it goes on also, let's see, America, with all of its allies, being the only countries in the world to put the industrial waste poison fluoride into their water supplies. The National Toxicology Program, NTP of the United States, Okay. Going on. So the United States Department of Health and Human Services started its first ever in 2016 systematic review of scientific literature contained in 72 studies. The NTP, again, is the National Toxicology Program, monograph on the state of the science concerning fluoride exposure and neurodevelopment and cognition, a systematic review released in August. Exposing children to high levels of fluoride is consistently associated with lower IQ and potentially other neurodevelopmental issues. In September, former president, or not truly the president ever, well, actually, Barack Obama, I'm sorry. In September, it detailed the former President Barack Obama and his appointee, the United States District Court Judge Edward Chen, ruled against the Biden-Harris regime for allowing fluoride in water, writing in his historic ruling, quote, "In all, there is substantial and scientifically credible evidence establishing that fluoride poses a risk to human health. It is associated with the reduction in the IQ of children and is hazardous at dosages that are far too close to fluoride levels in the drinking water of the United States. The federal case Food and Water Watch, Inc. versus Environmental Protection Agency ruled on by District Judge Court Judge Chen, filed by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who Trump nominated to be next Director of Health and Human Services, on November 2nd, saw Kennedy posting the health notice, quote, alert. On January 20, the Trump White House will advise all U.S. water systems to remove fluoride from public water. Fluoride is an industrial waste as associated with the arthritis, bone fractures, bone cancer, IQ loss, neurodevelopmental disorders, thyroid disease. And yesterday, this was on Sunday, on Saturday, saw the world-renowned American fitness expert Jillian Michaels firing out the threat to investigate any Republican senator thinking about opposing Kennedy's nomination and warning, you better make darn sure if you block this guy's confirmation, you are squeaky clean. This is a matter that has been in the news for 20 years, fluoride, 30 years. Never has there been an administration that has ever addressed it, the matter. They've never addressed it. They have dodged that fluoride bullet in spite of all the evidence for over 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, when they started using this in the water or systems. Also, they began to put it in toothpaste. But Donald Trump and the individuals that he's picking, like Mr. Kennedy, I'm telling you, I don't see lightning strike twice. I'm hoping it doesn't. But Kennedy, he is a threat to a part of this government, like his uncle. These corporations that make billions upon billions of dollars and also have a convenient way to expose, to dispose of these toxins and not have to pay the expenses in providing a safe location for these toxins to go. Another billions of dollars. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time home buyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Okay, so I wanted to present this matter of fluoride. It's going to be not only national news, but now international. No one's ever addressed it from like this president or like this new administration. They've never addressed this before. And with Robert F. Kennedy, it's national news. Corporations are not happy with this. There's a verse in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, or a set of verses. There was a time when God, we remember the stories in Egypt, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, in that time frame, God shook the earth. The whole earth would shake. Well, the Apostle Paul, in Hebrews 12, end of the chapter, says that there would come a time when God would shake not the earth only, but the heavens also. Meaning there would be signs in outer space and deep space in the solar system. But he also was implying there would be a shaking in the power structure within governments, especially empire. And there would be spiritual powers that are invisible that rule over agencies, territory, cities, people. And these powers, these spiritual powers that are directing things that we can't see, they're going to be shaken. And that's what we're seeing. So that is what's happening. And I have to just pause for a second. Just a second. I'm here. I just have to do something. I had to reset something. It's really neat. With my programs, I get to control the board and the systems, volume, music to some degree. Now, what I was saying is, what was I saying? I'm going to remember. Christ said, or Paul the Apostle said, that God would shake not the earth only, but the heavens also. And that implies many things. It means right now, God is using Donald Trump to shake the powers, the rulers of this nation. The rulers, the people that are in government. Joe Biden. You know, what was it, 10 days ago, Joe Biden came out and brought an olive branch. He and Donald Trump sat down in the Oval Office. Joe Biden extended, if it's a real Joe Biden, this Joe Biden was about the same height as Donald Trump. Biden's only 6 foot. He used to be like 6 foot. 1 1/4, but he's kind of shrunk. But this Joe Biden seemed to be a little bit taller. But he offered Donald Trump, he extended an olive branch. Well, upon further examination, they found out that it was hemlock. It was a hemlock plant. So So in other words, he's going to try to poison everything that Donald Trump is doing, to contaminate, to poison, to hinder, to stop, thwart, and interfere with Donald Trump and what he would like to do in this new administration. And here we have Kennedy. I don't know if you've seen photos of Kennedy without his shirt on. The man is pretty in pretty good shape. And things are being shaken. I know that some of the Christian people that know the Bible, this is part of the shaking that Christ said would occur in the decade before he comes. We're in that final decade. Now, I began to present to the audience 2 years ago that we were in the final 10-year period prior to Christ's coming. Christ came as a babe, lived, crucified, and has been seated in the throne at the right hand of God. But he's still active through his Holy Spirit on the earth, through his sovereign hand. But he did say he would return. He's going to return and touch down on the Mount of Olives, where he ascended the final time. Now we're 2 years ago. I said we were in the final decade. Now we have a little over 8 years, or right a little under 8 years before Christ comes again. He's going to begin shaking everything that can be shaken. This administration is being shaken. The whole occult family that rules and is positioned in responsible positions in government in this country, they are being shaken. And God is using Donald Trump and his plans to shake everything. I don't know when Donald Trump will be freed from his duties by God, but until then, we need to pray that God will use Donald Trump to keep back this wall of satanic evil in this country that is no longer hidden. You can see it in mainstream media right on every day. The employees of the devil, they have time to repent. They have time to repent of their evil. They don't hate just Donald Trump or his administration or the people he's picking. They actually will tell you, if you were to ask them, they actually hate Christ himself. God is shaking everything. Now, that was the matter of what Trump is doing to expose and bring the reality of what fluoride is. Very soon, you know, here we had a man-made hurricane, Helene, and the one that followed right after Helene, two back-to-back. They targeted red states, conservative areas. And so, you may disagree, you may not understand what I'm saying, but I say that this was an attack on conservative areas of the country. Always Texas, always the East Coast, in the kind of the Eastern Bible Belt, Texas. I'm sorry, not Texas, Florida, conservative area. Well, we had this bomb cyclone last week there in the Northwest, Northern California, from the Bay Area north into Oregon, Washington. Well, I have a feeling that God said, okay, you want to hit the East Coast? You want to destroy and take the land of my people? And they're going in right now. This government is going in and taking what is not theirs. They're taking the land from the people that live in that area. Eminent domain? No, not really. It's just government taking the land. They're not using eminent domain laws. They want the lithium. They want the quartz. They want the area. They want what they want. Remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And so, in my view, God says, okay, you want to hit the areas where my people reside? Then I will hit the areas where the Democrats, that Democrat stronghold, the Democratic stronghold, I'll hit that area. So you have a bomb cyclone. 600,000 people without electricity, 20 plus inches of rain, flooding, cars underwater, rivers overflowing, Eli's coming scenario. And heavy snows. Now they're getting another little depression. You may not see this the way I do. It's okay. You don't need to. But I know that God brings this river of water from the tropics and he dumps it. And millions of these people, the insurance companies, are going broke. The people, the mold issues, destroyed homes, trees toppled. God will push back. And he does push back. And the wicked, you may not understand it, but in the covens have their apostles. The covens have their priests, their prophets. They will tell you that God will hit back. You hit the conservatives, God will hit these left of Stalin, Hitler, these people. That's my view. This was a trading tit for tat. God wants him to repent. Now, in another interesting article, this is out of Diswire. Jeff Bezos joins Bill Gates of the underworld in a push to bankrupt farmers with fake meat. Amazon founder and billionaire Jeff Bezos joined Bill Gates in pouring tens of millions into developing synthetic meat while bankrupting farmers across the United States in the process. Bezos' charitable organization, the Bezos Earth Fund, announced this week. Now, the people that shop at Whole Foods, you better think that you're not going to go into that chain and buy beef and buy lamb and buy chicken. You're going to buy bugs. You're going to be eating cockroach hamburger. Present truth, Rick Rodriguez. God is going to shake what he wants to shake, and we cannot stop it.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Because of your overwhelming support, our 1488 MyPillow has been one of the biggest sales in MyPillow history. I couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to extend our wholesale pricing through Christmas. Get a classic standard MyPillow for only $14.88. Upgrade to a queen size, just $18.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for only $29.88. And ready? Multi-use MyPillows, only $9.88. It's perfect time to stock up for Christmas gifts for everyone on your list. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of our wholesale pricing, including my classic standard MyPillows, only $14.88. But that's not all. I'm so confident you're going to love our classic MyPillows that I'm going to extend my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, orders over $75 ship absolutely free.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So now Bezos is investing heavily with Bill Gates to bankrupt the farmers. The Bezos Earth Fund, this new funding commitment, part of its $1 billion campaign to transform food systems to fight climate change. Alternative proteins are an imperative if we are to stay within planetary boundaries. If we feed 10 billion people within those boundaries, according to Andy Jarvis, the director of the BEF's Future of Food Initiative, they need to leave the food alone. We're investing in alternative proteins because they need to be successful. They need to cost less. They need to be more flavorful. Jarvis said there is massive spending with university support research centers to develop synthetic meat and reduce manufacturing costs. You see, the universities, they are all government agencies. They are not free. They are not there for education. They are there for indoctrination. All the universities, except for the conservative universities and colleges, the balance of them, Princeton, Harvard, Yale, etc., in California, in Berkeley, UCLA, in Sacramento, in here in Greeley and Fort Collins and Denver and Boulder. These are government research on the continent development research centers. They should all be closed down. They should be defunded. And these college students should be homeschooled. They should self-educate. That's what other people are doing. Those who are self-educating are the ones that are the sharpest in the country, because they see what is really, what is happening in reality. But there's nothing we can do about it. These universities, they are part of the kingdom of darkness. They are part of Satan's kingdom, funded by Satan's governments, not just in America, internationally. It's a very simple principle, which I've presented before. Matthew chapter 4. And people don't like the Bible. They don't want to hear about what the scripture says. You're going to want to know what the Bible says about things. You're going to want to know what the Bible says about America about 4.5 years into the future. You're going to want to know, where is this matter, this system that you can't buy and you can't sell unless you take a mark, worship a name, an image, or take a number. You're going to want to know, is that going to be London? Is that going to be England? Is it going to be Israel? Where is it going to come from? Is it going to be China? You're going to want to know, what nation is going to be the center of this devilish plan? You don't want to hear it. I know you don't. It bothers you. But I'm telling you, Klaus Schwab has already been telling you since 1971. It is a Rockefeller plan that was set in motion by Henry Kissinger. And the center of this plan, where you can't buy and you can't sell, the center of this plan is in this country. These people that work in that field right now, AI, I'm going to tell you about this artificial intelligence. It's part of that plan. AI is going to, will know if you don't have that mark, and it will know if you try to do anything. This artificial intelligence, you're not going to escape it. We can't escape it. This plan is developed for the people of the United States of America. Yes, there will be people internationally, some, mainly in the Five Eyes nations, that are going to be included. The center of it is the United States. Is it going to be under Donald Trump's administration? No. The reason I present this is because it's very clear to me in the Bible, and it's going to be clear to you, because it makes sense. What I'm saying makes absolute total sense. What nation has the most advanced technology of any nation in the universe? In the whole universe, we have better technology than the technology on Mars or Neptune or Saturn or Pluto or Mercury. And the center of all technology is the United States of America. We have the money. We have a bottomless checkbook, bottomless bank account. We have the, we bring the turtles from China to train them, to educate them. The best of many of the nations, they come here from the Middle East, from South America, from Mexico. Netanyahu, he was educated in America. Pardon me, I just think that when the shaking begins, when God says that he begins to shake, people are going to begin to pay attention. America, the greatest empire in mankind's history, what made us great is we sit in a lake, and the enemies of America cannot reach us. It's difficult to reach America coming in from the east, coming in from the west, and you have to come through the Gulf on the south, or you have the Great Lakes to the north. We're basically an island. And this is why in the book of Revelation it says that we as a nation, and also in Jeremiah, we're not going to suffer loss, is what the Bible says, until the final judgment, which is coming. Present truth.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
KHNC listeners, you know about our partnership with MoDare and their amazing collagen and natural weight loss products. Well, guess what? MoDare is running Black Friday specials on all of their products through the 28th of this month. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page. When you go to the MoDare page, it may take a minute to load because they are so overwhelmed with customers during this special, so be patient. MoDare is offering free shipping on any purchase over $50. The liquid BioCell collagen is by 2, get 1 free. And the Trim Collagen is also buy 2, get 1 free. You will also save 25% on the Transformation Natural Weight Loss products. To take advantage of these incredible Black Friday specials, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Buy 2 of the Liquid BioCell Collagen or the Trim Collagen and get 1 free. And get free shipping. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page and start your transformation.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
are blowing. Man-made hurricanes are blowing. You know, it's funny. There was a time, in 1998, I went to a gathering of friends in California, Thousand Oaks. Christian get-together, old friends that I hadn't seen for years. And on Sunday, the last day, we were all just visiting about different things, and one of the friends that we'd known, there were probably 50, 80 of us, she stood up and she was telling us a story about she works with these people that are over 100 years of age. And they have a questionnaire with these people. They ask them all these different questions. And the one question that they ask is, if you can go back, what advice would you give to people? And pretty much all of them, without even being asked a question, they just said, what advice would you give? And what was communicated was, never say never. Never say never. One guy said, my dad in Oklahoma, there's people, they're going through the countryside putting in poles, stringing wire between the poles. And they'd heard 5 years earlier that there was this way to get electricity into the home and you didn't need kerosene. And these guys were laughing. They were down at the general store, I guess. And they're all farmers. And they're saying, this is impossible. It's impossible. There's no way you can do that. Well, then they're stringing these poles down the dirt roads. And a guy came up. He said, a guy came up to our door and knocked on the door. My mom went to the door and says, listen, ma'am, we're putting these wires along the country road here, and we will put the poles and the wire up to your house for free. But if you want it, you don't have to buy this. It's called electricity. But down the road, if you decide you want electricity, then we're going to have to charge you to put the poles from the road to the house. So she just said, oh, put it in. It's free. They didn't think they'd ever use it. The husband came home. She told him what was going on. He says, we'll never need that. We'll never need it. He said within 3 months, they had electricity. And they wired the house for light bulbs, and they wired the house. He said, don't ever say never. Another guy told a story of when the Model T came out. Yeah, there's going to be these wagons that don't need horses. And they all laughed, said that could never happen. He said, my dad bought a used Model T Ford 3 years later. Then I was flying back that afternoon, and I sat next to a gentleman, and I told him the story about these people that are over 100, the questions they would ask him. And he said, you know, in about 1984 or 85, I have a friend that works for the government. And he said, I'm going to be able to print you a book and right over the telephone line. And his buddy said, the guy I was talking to, he said, I told my friend, I said, it's impossible. You can't do that. He goes, what do you do? He says, well, you put a book in the machine, and the machine will print out a book. If you have the other apparatus, it'll print out the book in a different location. And the guy sitting next to me said, that's impossible. I told him, there's no way. How much does this thing cost? He said, it costs $50,000. And he said, what's it called? And he said, it's called a fax machine. He goes, I've never heard of that. And he goes, yeah, we're putting them in the government businesses, the government departments of government. And in about 3 years, you're going to be able to buy one for $1,000. Well, then he said, 2 years later, I bought my first fax machine for $250. Never say never. Don't say it'll never happen. The United States will not be the center of the Antichrist beast system. Don't say never. Never say never. You're watching right now in just what I'm presenting to you. They'll never get rid of beef. They'll never bring to market these insects. Don't say never. These people, they work for an employer. And that employer right now is the Prince of Darkness, Beelzebub. And Beelzebub has a team of millions and millions and millions of little flies that do all his work. And everything that Satan does is to destroy every man, woman, and child, and every creature that is created in the image of God. Don't ever say never. The world is being shaken. Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, right now, he is who the individual that God is using to shake that other kingdom. And it is being shaken, and they don't like it. They don't like it. They're coming out with guns and pitchforks. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
In his first letter to Timothy, Paul says in chapter 2, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I'm here to encourage you to be steadfast in prayer. E.M. Bounds writes, "Men of prayer, before anything else, are indispensable to the furtherance of the kingdom of God on earth. No other sort will fit in the scheme or do the deed. Men, great and influential in other things, but small in prayer, cannot do the work Almighty God has set out for His church to do in this, His world. We are to be about the kingdom of God, and it starts with prayer." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Bezos Earth Fund, the push to develop synthetic meats to reduce gas emissions from agriculture. The article says that food is the second largest cause of climate change, which is the big lie. You tell a big lie and you tell it repeatedly, over and over and over, and eventually people start to think, well, you know, agriculture is the biggest cause, one of the largest causes for climate change. Then the Food and Drug Administration last year approved Bill Gates' lab-grown meat. It's been approved. Why? The Food and Drug Administration is a Rockefeller, one of their strategies. And Gates has been on board with these strategies going back to the 60s, early 70s. Now, in November, Italian Minister of Agriculture Francesco Lollobrigida said, "In defense of health, of our Italian production system, of thousands of jobs, of our culture and tradition, with the law approved today, Italy is the first nation in the world to be safe from the social and economic risks of synthetic food." The bill passed the Italian Senate by a measure of 159-53 and was supposed to be supported by the country's agricultural groups, which work to protect Italy's $10.1 billion meat processing industry. Here at the beginning of this month, here in November, the Biden administration announced plans to use tax dollars to fund a campaign to convince Americans to eat more bugs to save the planet. Eat more bugs, save the planet. The USDA began pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars into researching trash-fed crickets as an alternative to unsustainable protein production. The move away from meat falls in line with Klaus Schwab's Great Reset agenda. If God doesn't shake the plans of the wicked, and God is using people with hands and eyes and ears and minds to do it, God always uses mankind as a tool. Satan also uses mankind, people, as his employees to carry out his evil. But in Hebrews chapter 12, the end of the verse, God is coming, this time not to shake just the earth, but the occult world, the heavens also. It appears as if the occult world is winning on every front. It's not. It is not. But that's the big lie. God is shaking the earth, shaking their kingdom, and their kingdom is divided. Their kingdom is divided. They're trying to use that principle on the kingdom of Christ. So Christians, don't be fooled. That's one of Satan's tools. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored? Especially in a time when the George Soroses of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio. The reason we can remain independent is